Good afternoon, this is Charlie Briggs for the Gentleman's News on Thursday the 22nd of April. In the news today, Britain continues to flock to the skies as airports throughout the land are open once more after Mount Ejafjallajökull's six-day-long eruption of toxic gas and ash subsides. In keeping with tradition, blame has already been placed on many parties, with the great British public seeming to have already forgotten this was an act of God and are so looking for compensation from any Tom, Dick and EasyJet. Who says the spirit of British adventure is dead, eh? Iran has waded into the debate, claiming that the volcano was caused by many women who do not dress modestly, leading young men astray, spreading adultery in society. Well, I suppose anyone is entitled to have their own ridiculous views. In political news, the British National Party, they're the racist ones, are facing legal action from the newly founded political wing of Marmite, the Love Party. The BNP used images of our beloved British Marmite during a party election broadcast without consent of the Love Party or the Marmarite. Though, to be fair, Nick Griffin didn't look directly at it. The weather now with Elizabeth Charming.
Sunny.
And finally, tonight sees the second installment of Our Leaders No Diddly Squat, a three-part televised drama in association with the BBC, Sky and ITV, to be broadcast over the television airwaves. In last week's episode, Mr. Clegg said some things which Mr. Brown agreed upon. Mr. Cameron admitted fraternizing with a black man, and the episode ended with a light comedy sketch entitled Do We Shake Their Hands? Whose hands? Their hands.
My hands.
The front row's hands. Tune in tonight to see if Mr. Brown still agrees with Mr. Clegg. And in a clever twist, Mr. Clegg and Mr. Cameron swap places. Gripping viewing which will keep you guessing as to where they will be stood next week. This is Charlie Briggs for the Gentleman's News. Goodbye.